starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Before the food, I would focus more on just proving to other people that you think there's a ceiling for us, but we are actually really talented people if you let us shine, if you don't corrupt us, and if you give us the opportunity. Kasi right now, more than ever, I think we're seeing that we got the James Beard Best Chef in California, which Kuya Lord. We have amazing Filipino chefs in Australia. You get a content creator win a Webby for the first time. We're in Portugal for the first time. That's we want to keep doing that. Like keep on proving that we're great people.
Kasi pag if 10 people are shouting we are Filipinos, what if kung yung
11.
Sino nga ba ang Pilipino? At ano nga ba ang pagkaing Pinoy? Ito ang laging nasa isip ng sikat na content creator na si Abby Marquez at ng award-winning chef na si Morris Katanghal kapag gumagawa sila ng kanilang mga malikhaing Filipino fusion dishes. Alamin ang kanilang magiging menu sa darating na Boodle Brunch event nila nitong Melbourne Food and Wine Festival nitong Marso.
People keep on telling us that this is to elevate, this is an elevation of Filipino cuisine. What's there to elevate? It's already good on its own.
Yes.
What do you think about that? Yung term na pag madalas ginagamit kasi yan, elevating Filipino food. What do you think of that phrase?
Ang daming nangyari sa utak ko ngayon. on some level, I agree that Filipino food is good on its own, that we should be proud of how it is. And we don't have to prove anything to anybody. But it's something different for me when we talk about pushing the boundaries, making sure it evolves. And from a chef also attending the International Filipino Food Festival in here, may mga chefs na nandun. There were Filipino-American, there were Filipino chefs who owned the restaurants in the U.S. who were addressing comments about bakit nyo pa kailangan baguhin yung Filipino food para ma-accept ng iba. And I mean, if in business, you have to stand out in that crowd. And if that's what it takes for other people who don't know Filipino food to try Filipino food and then later on appreciating more its stripped down, rustic home version, then I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And may isa pang chef, I think that's Chef Tara Monson, sabi niya, to other Filipinos, she would hear that serving Filipino food in fine dining makes them really proud na pwede rin pala na yung Filipino flavors, they can also belong in a Michelin standard restaurant. But I really think it's not about validation, but it's more of pushing its boundaries and just proving to the world that, okay, kaya namin gumawa ng masarap na adobo, but hindi dito nagtatapos yan kasi we can transform it into any level that you want and it's still gonna be good. And I think that's healthy that we have a good mix of home cooks and food that will napagkinain mo, it reminds you of home, but also the experimental chefs and the chefs that want to explore ano pa ba yung capacity ng pagkain na to. I think those are important. Those two people are important.
I think what? for as a chef's perspective, I think it's also subjective because each every restaurant is different, each every chef's objective is different. So, for example, for me, parang as an example lang din, I'm promoting fusion of Italian and Filipino, not to show off that I can create something like this or I can recreate Filipino as a different thing, but or elevate the dish. Pero kasi I'm also trying to showcase who am I as a chef, my identity as a chef. So as much as we want to say that I wanna create a dish like in an elevated way, pero kasi we also have to tell people who are we in the industry. What are my experiences? Like me, I'm focusing in Italian and Filipino kasi yun yung experiences ko. Maybe some other people are very purist na. It's only Filipino flavors and I can recreate something good with that. And there's no problem with that. It's still, elevating. Maybe some chefs are... They just wanted to do it in a rustic way and put it in a nice plate and bring comfort to people. So it's all, I think it's really subjective. Like everyone has different objectives, intentions. Yeah.
So let's go to Melbourne Food and Wine Festival. So can you tell me about yung magiging event ninyo dito? Kasi yan talaga will speak to how we eat. Diba? Talagang epitome yan ng Filipino eating. So, can you tell me more about the event?
Go, Chef.
So, our event with, it's collaboration between me, Abby, and Nine Yards. So, we'll have the Nine Yards, and we created a poodle brunch. So, it's an exciting event kasi we're showcasing the sharing culture of Filipinos, how we dine, with our hands and banana leaves and a lot of people and of course the food that we created together. And kaya nga ako nandito din to R&D with Abby and hindi kami natulog actually masyado.
Siya lang. Ako natulog ako. Naglaglag.
It's gonna be on the 28th of March. We're inviting you guys na to try a different way of eating Filipino food. Pero it's very exciting kasi, syempre, pag nandun si Lumpia Queen, mayroong lumpia, di ba? Okay. Pero may mga twist kaming nilagay sa
our
menu.
Elevate,
yeah.
So it's gonna be a kamayan, but it's multiple dishes per course. So for the appetizers, it's gonna be Filipino food using Aussie produce or incorporating Aussie produce like ubo sage and chicory, lamb,
lemon myrtle.
So that's gonna be the running theme. But I think for me during this R&D test kitchen happening in here, it was really important for me to also make sure na each bite it will please a Filipino palate, and when a non-Filipino eats it, they will understand na ganito palang Filipino flavors, even with all of those added components and everything.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
So for appetizers, they're gonna have so far three different things, which will showcase seafood, smokiness or grill, inspired by the Aussies' love for open fire, and which is also something that we like here in the Philippines, especially in the South Philippines, yung sinuglaw. And then we have I would say pandikoko, classic in a Filipino bakery, and showcases our national fruit or national tree, which is the coconut tree. We love our coconut. And talanggunisa naman, or yung ano tawag sa dish na yun?
Wala pa.
Longganisa.
Ito naman featuring banana ketchup. Banana ketchup. And we're gonna make it from scratch. Yeah. So, it's a very cohesive.
Pinakit ko si Abby para kumuha ng banana.
So, it's gonna be presenting the diversity of the cuisine and also, diversity. Then, for main course, I would say it's also diverse. Mm. Of course, they're gonna have lumpia.
They have the seafood.
Surprise muna. Seafood.
Yeah.
And our very unique peanut-based stew, kare-kare.
Yes.
But our way.
Yeah.
And then for dessert,
we have a very, very distinct flavor.
Yeah.
Pero may incorporated with a dirty ice cream.
Yeah. Do we say in collaboration with?
Pwede ba yan?
Si Richie Carmona.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Chef Richie Carmona's dirty ice cream. We incorporate that with a local Australian dessert, pero binigyan namin siya ng twist ng Filipino flavors and the dirty ice cream. And by the way, the pandikoko is also a collaboration with Pex Road. So yung R&D ni Pex Road, pagdating ni Abby, we're still gonna finalize everything and then, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Ang dami niyo palang involved na iba pang ano, no?
Which is nice.
Oh, so that's great.
We're talking about the unity
because
if 10 people are shouting, "We are Filipinos," what if kung yung
11?
What if yung 10 million Filipinos or whatsoever around the world are shouting, "We are Filipinos" as one? Diba? It will make great. It will create a very big impact.
Globally.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.